A civil rights group is suing an Alaska police department over what it says was the unlawful arrest and detention of an immigrant last summer. Today, the Alaska chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union filed a complaint in state court on behalf of Palmer resident Andres Alexander Quesada Mantilla. Court documents detail an incident at Klondike Mike's Saloon last August when Quesada Mantilla was badly beaten by three individuals after he rushed to the defense of a bartender.
One of our security guys got his head busted in.
In an 8-minute video released by the ACLU, members of the Palmer Police Department show up to arrest the assailants, but detain Quesada Mantilla shortly after he tells them he's from Peru and has only a passport as documentation. The court filing says that Detective Christy Muhlenberg told a police dispatcher to call Immigrations and Customs Enforcement and eventually handcuffed Quesada Mantilla, placing him in the back of a police car as he continued bleeding from a head wound that eventually required 8 stitches.
Yeah, even if you didn't commit a crime, it's something that the Department of Homeland Security wants. It's not us. It's a federal thing.
At the heart of the ACLU complaint is whether or not it was lawful for Quesada Mantilla to be put under arrest and detained for 4 days when there was no evidence he'd committed a criminal offense. Casey Reynolds is the communications director for the ACLU in Alaska and says under Alaska law, state or local police are not in charge of enforcing immigration violations.
Police officers do not have legal authority to arrest anyone just for being undocumented. Being undocumented is not a crime, it's a civil violation. And under Alaska law, in order for police to arrest anyone, they have to have belief that a crime has occurred. So it was an unlawful arrest.
Quesada Mantilla is married to a U.S. citizen, though has not yet started filing for a green card. He was eventually released by ICE. According to the ACLU, all three of the men who assaulted Quesada Mantilla were released by officers at the scene. The suit seeks damages, saying Quesada Mantilla's physical injuries were made worse as a result of being handcuffed and detained. The lawsuit names the city of Palmer as a defendant, along with the 4 individual members of the police department involved in the incident: Christy Muhlenberg, Jamie Hammonds, Daniel Potter, and Hillary Schwader. The ACLU's Reynolds says this was to send a message to law enforcement across the state.
At the end of the day, it's the individual police officers who make the decision whether to take somebody into custody or not. So we're holding the people who actually committed the unlawful arrest accountable.
The city of Palmer has not yet responded to the complaint.